There we go. How about that? Well, today, if you hear the thunder, you hear the lightning. Good morning, everybody. This is CA in central downtown Fort Worth at the iHeartRadio studio dealing with severe storms. But I had planned to have this done today in honor of a very special lady. If you haven't heard, it's been all over the news. Coming in also from Nashville, some of my contacts that I have there. Today, we're doing a special tribute to Mandisa. Mandisa, let's just give you a little bit of history on her. She was born in October the 2nd of 1976 in Citrus, California. And she passed away. She was found in her home deceased on April the 18th of 2024 at age 47 years old in Nashville, Tennessee. Today, we are going to honor some of her music, how she had touched lives. She had struggled with many things, as you well know. But today, on our podcast show, it's all about her music and how she has touched lives and how she overcame some things. So we're going to go ahead and play one of her signature songs on this special tribute to Mandisa as we remember her and overcome her.
Yeah. I worship you. I worship you.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, what a talented voice. Good morning, everybody. You're probably like, CA, I thought you were doing the Saturday show. Well, we're doing the Saturday show, but today is a very special, special Saturday show. We're doing a special tribute to Mandisa. If you haven't heard already, and you probably already have heard, she passed away at her Nashville home at age 47 years old. A lot of y'all have reached out to me and said, CA, do you know what happened? No, I do not. I will tell you that the latest news I have is a statement released on Mandisa's Facebook page revealed that she was found dead in her home on April the 18th. Her cause of death is unknown, and they said that Franklin Police Department officials have opened an investigation into her passing, according to the Tennessean. If you don't know already, just a little history, some more history on Mandisa as we honor her and some of her music. She was 47 years old, a Christian dazzled audiences, which she was. She was basically a hit right up there at Toby Mac when she hit the stage even on American Idol back in 2005. She made it through the final nine, where she had released her debut album, but had also dealt with pain from the loss of her beloved friend and having a personal crisis of faith. And we all go through that. We're human beings. There was one situation that came up. Someone had asked, Simon Cowell, or you know how Simon is, no offense against him, he was always a little cocky, said to Mandisa, "Yes, you hurt me and I cried. It was painful. It really was," she said. This is Mandisa. "But I want you to know that I forgive you, and you do not need someone to apologize in order to forgive someone." The pair later hugged, and Cowell said he was humbled and apologized. Good for him. Simon needed to apologize. But yes, today we honor the 47-year-old Christian artist, Grammy Award-winning back in 2017. And you're going to hear it all across podcasts, Christian radio stations, just a talented voice. I never got a chance to go to any of her concerts nor meet her personally, but my brother did, my middle brother did, and he said it was just an awesome concert. And I loved her music, and her music will continue to play here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I hope you enjoy some of these songs that we're playing in honor of Mandisa's special tribute. The Saturday Show will return again next week. Okay, here we go. You Keep Hope Alive. Here's one of hers back in 2020. Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
With power to save, with power.
good morning, everybody. Normally, we would call this the Saturday show and have the entertainment and music and text of prayers. But today, we have the music. It's a very somber but yet happy moment up in heaven right now, if you haven't heard already. And I know that you guys already have. This is CA on iHeartRadio, your encourager and your friend. And what a privilege to be here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth as we reflect a special tribute today to Mandisa. If you haven't heard already, again, and I don't mean to repeat this, but just to remind some of you folks that she had passed away on April the 18th, just 2 days ago. She was found deceased at her home in Nashville, Tennessee. An investigation is underway to see what the cause of death is. I'm sure later on we'll know what happened, but you know, the main thing is that she was a believer. She loved Jesus Christ. She didn't mind sharing her faith, you know, and she touched my heart. I was sharing earlier that my brother actually went, him and my sister-in-law went to their concerts, and back about 10 years ago that when she had them, and you know, she touched many hearts, and her music will continue to play. Now, somebody had asked me, CA, what did she win a Grammy for? Well, she won a Grammy for Contemporary Christian Music Album back in the day. And she touched so many hearts, and she'll continue to. Another question that that comes out that I've had people ask me is, what did Mandisa struggle from? She did struggle from depression. She spoke openly about her struggles with depression, releasing a memoir entitled Out of the Dark. It was her journey through the shadows to find God's joy. Now, that was back in 2022 that detailed her experience with severe depression, her weight, that she had related challenges in the coronavirus pandemic and her faith. So another question that people have asked me, I just wanted to read these. These are email questions, is, did Mandisa have siblings? Yes, she is survived by her parents and a brother named John Hurdley. And on her 2017 album, Out of the Dark, she addressed her struggles with the depression as she wrote about her memoir back in 2022. You know, let me just say this, that life is so short and God can take any age at any time. You know, I can't tell you guys what happened because I don't know what happened to her. But she's up there with the Lord. And she's rejoicing with the Lord. She's up there with loved ones. She's happy. And us Christians, as a body of believers, the ones that believe in Jesus, we'll get to see her one day up there with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I will tell you, if you haven't got your heart right with Jesus, I hope one of these songs blesses you to where it makes you second think that the Holy Spirit is tugging at you, wanting you to accept Him. If there's anything we can do, let me go ahead and plug this in. Our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. We're going to play about three more songs, and we're going to close out on a special tribute with Mandisa. Thank you all for listening. Please share my podcast. You do have permission to share the podcast to your friends on Facebook Messenger, or just have them like me, follow and like me. I do have two Facebook pages, again, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and we have another one, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. Okay, here we go. That song, Out of the Dark with Mandisa.
Hit the door wide open. Will you fool me?
There we go. Well, you know what? It is good news, and it was good news, and it still is good news. Hello, everybody. CA getting ready to close out. Thank you for listening. Please share again this podcast anytime. Or tell them to link on, like me. We're syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music. Oops, sorry, hit my mic. We're all over the map. We're on Amazon Music, Alexa. You name it, guys. And share this. And someone that you want to plant a seed with on some of Mendez's music. She is going to be missed, but she's up there in heaven rejoicing. Why would you want, you know, once you're up there, why would you want to come back, right? So God bless her. We'll see her one day, the ones that have accepted Jesus Christ. And I'm sure she's just rejoicing and singing, one of those beautiful songbirds. Medisa, I know, I just want to say with Medisa, thank you for your music. Your legacy will continue here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Tributes pouring in from my friend Toby Mack, from my friend Michael W. Smith, Jason Crabb on his, Jason Crabb had a live cast and he talked about Mendisa. We lost two of them, actually, not just Mendisa. My heart really pours out for Gabe Petro, who basically was Toby Mack's on DC Talk, if you haven't heard. He was one of his vocals, and he was with him for 30 years. And I was going to do a tribute for him, but today I wanted to dedicate it to Mendisa. We play so much of her music from time to time. And I hope that I blessed you. And guys, if there's anything I can help you with anytime, Facebook message me, call us on our studio line, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Text me, text that prayer to me, whatever it may be. Thank you for being attentive. Thank you for listening. Let's close out in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. God, we know our life is in your hands, and may the legacy and the music touch some hearts out there for people that are down and depressed and just got a lot on their mind. God, we're normal human beings that are going through so much in our lives. Father God, we love you, and we thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray, guys, and what, 110% total agreement, amen. All right, well, on a rainy, stormy day, I hope y'all didn't hear the thunder and the lightning. Hopefully I won't have to get a paddle boat to paddle out of here in central downtown Fort Worth, but this is CA, your on-air personality on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, your encourager and your friend, getting ready to saddle up and getting ready to head out of this studio up top the tower here, beautiful Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. Just looking through the window out here, just seeing the beautiful rain as it hits the beautiful bricks, the red bricks, follow the brick road in downtown. You ever get a chance, let me just say this one, put a plug in. You ever get a chance to come down to downtown Fort Worth, a lot of y'all that are out of state, come on down here and check it out. There's all kinds of neat things. It has become more modern because they've popped a lot of apartments up. A lot of people live down here now. And it's changed because I am a native Texan and I grew up in Fort Worth all my life. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please let me know. You know, send me an email. See, thank you for honoring her. Thank you for playing this music. Okay? Y'all have a great day. We'll talk again. Bye for now.